I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Venezuela recently added transportation to the list of services it can no longer offer its people. Electricity, water, and medical help are already non-existent. Marietta Osterhoff of Transworld Radio recently visited ministry partners in Venezuela.
Transportation is a big problem. So I've heard about pastors who don't even have transportation to go to church to bring the gospel in the church. That is for us as Transworld Radio why it's so important that we bring good Bible studies through the radio so people will continue to grow in their faith.
Bible schools in Venezuela are closing as resources run out and staff have to leave the country. So as TWR staff persist in God's strength, the radio broadcasts are some of the only remaining gospel resources in the country. Would you stand with them in prayer? And a new peace accord between Ethiopia and Eritrea is being widely celebrated. However, once the confetti settles, what will peace look like between these two nations? A long and bloody conflict has defined Ethiopia and Eritrea for nearly 20 years. Now, the border may be reopened and trade reinstated. But what about openness to the gospel in Eritrea? Right now, Eritrea is 6th on the World Watch List for extreme Christian persecution. Peter with Global Disciples says their ministry equips the Ethiopian church to reach the least reached with the gospel. Now, it'll take time to see if peace with Eritrea holds and if Ethiopians can go in to share the love of Christ. But Peter is hopeful.
So keep praying for God to soften the heart and for this peace and the Ethiopian church to use this opportunity to take the gospel to Eritrea.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.